the explosion Saturday night.
I just heard the explosion, a big explosion. Like, it scared me. It startled me. When I look out the window, I seen fire and everything behind the trees.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Las Vegas Strip will be dark on Monday night to honor the 58 people killed and more than 800 injured during a mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The marquees along the Strip will go dark at 10:01 p.m. local time. Kaya Jones is a musician, and she was playing at Harvest Fest 1 year ago. She's also a Las Vegas native. She talks about what she's been going through.
I think all of us have survivor's guilt. A little over an hour and a half before the shooting started, I was on stage. John, Kenny, DJ Silver, any of us could have been shot at any time. So there's a survivor's guilt within that. And then there's 800 people that were wounded. That's not just shot. That's also trampled from trying to flee the stage area and the festival.
Jones also discussed how the music industry stepped up in a big way after the tragedy.
Music industry right away, the Grammy Association right away reached out to me as I'm a voting member of the Academy and asked if I would like any therapy whatsoever, that they were there for me. They did the same for Al Dean and Jake and John Rich as well. So the music community has been very warm and welcoming and trying to understand. But as a community, as the city of Las Vegas, we are coming together stronger than ever. We have proven just as within each other's community of coming and discussing what we think happened, what we know and what we don't know. And so that's the biggest thing I want to stress, is that we do want answers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. We are live in the studio at Houghton Hunterdon. We have a special guest. And as we always start out our quote about our upcoming guest, today's quote's about leadership. And our quote is this, from Robin Sharma. Leadership is not about a title or a designation. It's about impact, influence, and inspiration. Impact involves getting results. Influence is about spreading the passion you have for your work. And you have to inspire teammates and people in the community. And so we are lucky today to be joined by a special guest. Today is October 1st, which kicks off Domestic Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. And we have Diane Simovich, who is the founder and president of BW Nice. And we'll be talking to her today about networking, charity, and education, along with the exciting news, because she's also an author. So we have a lot to talk about here, but we always have to pay the bills. So we'll switch to our commercial. I'll be back with the weather, and then I'll be able to introduce our guest. I hope you stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Houghton Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Houghton Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so you all want to know the weather. Well, right now it is a beautiful day. We had a beautiful weather weekend, and today is absolutely gorgeous. One of those days you want to be outside. It's October 1st, but it does finally feel like September weather. In September, we had a lot of rain, but today is beautiful. We're looking at a low tonight of about 60, and then we have some patchy fog overnight, so be careful in the early morning hours if you're out and about. And we always want to remind everyone about the deer fatalities. They are starting to move around a lot, so be careful driving, especially in the fog. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, October 2nd, we have some patchy fog and then some more thunderstorms. Those thunderstorms are going to come between noon and 3 p.m., but it's a nice warm day with a high of 79. So it's not a beach day with some showers and thunderstorms also Tuesday evening. Wednesday's beautiful. We have a high near 80, mostly sunny day, absolutely gorgeous. Thursday, we're looking at another sunny day. I think that's your beach day. For if you can't get down on Wednesday, go to the beach on Thursday. 82 degrees. Don't go in the water unless there's a lifeguard. You know the safety speech I'm going to give you, but get out there because it is gorgeous. This weather is beautiful. And Friday, we have some mostly sunny skies with a high of 74. Our evening lows on Thursday and Friday night is getting a little chilly. Might want to find a blanket for the foot of the bed because it is in the mid-50s on Friday night. We have a low of 56. So that is our weather for the week. It's a pretty nice week to be doing weather here on Hot and Hunterdon. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, so now we're live, and you'll get to hear the voice of my guest today. Diane, if you can say hello to everyone here.
Yes, hello.
There we go.
Thank you for having me on the show, Georgine.
Absolutely. We're so excited that you could be here, Diane. If you want to tell everyone, you have so many different titles and things that you do, and certainly I'd like to lift up that you are a published author. It's always very exciting. We love literary things around here at Hot and Hunterdon. So I know we're going to talk about so many different things, but if you want to lead in with that, that would be lovely.
Well, the book is really a collaboration. Yes, I have to be touted as an author. I certainly contributed to the book, but the major contribution and the major point of this book was to share some very compelling and courageous stories from victims and survivors of domestic violence. And the purpose was to share the message with the world, with our communities, that there is hope and light, and that there are resources for those that are suffering out there right now that feel very much alone. And we wanted to bring that to the forefront and really the book personifies what our organization is all about. That's what I wanted to share. This is what we do as an organization.
Excellent. And today does mark the Domestic Violence Prevention Month in October. And just like September was Suicide Prevention Month, we don't stop talking about it just because the month ends. But it does let us shine a little bit of light on things and to create some additional awareness for people that aren't familiar with the struggles and the difficulties and how so many people hold so much pain inside.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
They can't talk about it.
Right. Everybody, I think, when you're going through it, feels alone and isolated. We all do. And I just think that's just, you know, that's how we process things or what have you. But you're not alone. And what I have seen emerge through this organization and through the women that we serve is that once this information we start sharing, that is empowering. And I always say that sharing is empowering. Getting that information out to the community and educating the community, although you may hear domestic violence, you may think you understand what it is, there are so many facets to it and so much information and so many resources available that people really, you know, take a second look and say, whoa, I didn't realize that. I had no idea.
And I think a lot of people who haven't had an experience in a critical area such as that, they believe that there are ample resources. They simply don't understand that resources are not always plentiful. And so I want to talk in a little bit and really delve into your organization. You founded it. Let's talk about that. I think people are unaware of that there's even the necessity to create other resources.
Absolutely. So the premise for BW Nice, the model, actually started when I was living in California. I was out there for 25 years. I'm originally born and raised in northern New Jersey, Bergen County. I was out there for 25 years in my corporate world. And I co-founded this model towards the latter part of my career. I just wanted to change the status quo in terms of bringing women together. Networking, women were key decision makers. I was very involved in women's initiatives. I wanted to see if we could make an impact on a local level. There were plenty of trade association networking events in my world, and most of them were golf tournaments, as I say, which is nothing wrong with that, but there was nothing else for women to be involved in, and I could see that they were very hungry and looking for something else to do. They were all supporting wonderful large organizations, and I felt we could do something even more impactful on a local level. So we created the model. It was very successful. I ended up moving back to New Jersey after going through a number of life events 11 years ago, settled in Hunterdon County, which I'd never been here before. It's beautiful. And essentially was reinventing myself at age 50. I had a young son, about 5 years old, and my mother, and trying to figure things out again. But my board told me, if you do nothing else, Diane, you need to start this back in New Jersey. This is such a wonderful concept that you've created, and it's really taking flight. You need to start it. And so it took me some time, and we did. We launched in April of 2009. We had our first meeting here in Hunterdon County and started our first official chapter. And things have just taken off from there. But we are a different business model. We are about networking, education, and charity. Those are the three pillars of our organization. And each pillar is very, very critical to the entire organization. So we do get together to network on a monthly basis. We help women come and network and grow their businesses. We want to help empower women, support women on all levels. We welcome all women in business and women in transition. We don't leave it to one person per profession. Everybody is welcome. We always have an educational component. So at every meeting, you'll have a guest speaker, whether it be a BW Nice member or somebody within the organization, even outside the organization, to come in and talk about, again, tips and techniques of things we can do for our businesses, whether it be for personal or business growth. I feel that component is critical because you need to bring value to the meetings. And then the third pillar, the charity component, is obviously the bigger part of what we do. Each one of our chapters supports a local domestic violence agency, raising funds and awareness regarding domestic violence and sexual abuse. And that is really the critical component of this organization, because we do spend a majority of our time. We do collection items at our monthly meetings, and then we spend a majority of the year preparing for our big annual event. Each chapter holds their own annual Red Shoe Gala, which supports the local agency. And the proceeds from that event go to help client services. So they go to the women and children in safe and transition housing, helping them to get back on their feet and become independent.
And we should mention that these fundraising efforts happen in multiple counties.
Yes.
And I know there's
we have several happening as we speak. We just had one on Saturday night and for our Warren County chapter supporting DASAC at Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington. It was wonderful. That was their third annual Red Shoe Gala. And we were lucky enough to be able to give a check to them that night. Well, we gave them the big check, the presentation of $10,000 right at the end of the show, and hopefully we'll have more money coming to them. But it's very exciting, yes. So once a chapter is launched and established, they are required to hold a Red Shoe event for their local charity partner. And again, you know, proceeds from the event, from all of these events, go to their client services to support their client services, whether it be in safe and or transition housing. So we really want to be, again, impactful and make a difference for these women and children that are trying to become independent again, get back on their feet, or find a new life for themselves. We want to be part of that.
And how many chapters do you have now?
We have 16 chapters, 12 of which, is it 12? Yes, in you lose count, here in New Jersey. Of course, we started here in Hunterdon County. We have three in Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley Bucks, and our Monroe County up in the Poconos, which is doing quite well. And we have one in Ohio. And I can tell you, we are getting requests now. It's really starting to pick up all over. So I essentially created a national platform. That was the intent, to have a national platform where we could start a chapter in any community and partner up with a local DV agency and help support their needs.
And I think that you talked about it briefly when we started, that there was a need, certainly when you were in California, and obviously with this growth here, women want to be able to add value. And
yes,
and networking events, if you people who are listening haven't been to one, they tend to, you have to be in a certain service area. You know, they don't have multiple, you know, providers or business industries, you know, it's limited.
Yes.
And, you know, it's great for networking, but your model, actually, everyone is welcome, can join, and there's value with the education. You're going to learn something.
Yes.
And you're doing good in the community for people who need it.
Absolutely. And that's the intent. We want to embrace all women in business and welcome them. And we need everybody involved, because we need their time and talent to help support the efforts of the agency in terms of the work that we're doing for them. And, of course, for our annual event, we need to roll up our sleeves, you know, a good portion of the year to make that happen. And as I always tell the women, I said, you will make meaningful relationships on many different levels. Yes, it's about networking. That's important. And we all need to grow our businesses. And I think we can definitely support each other that way. And we've been successful. I've seen that. But beyond that, for the greater good, we need to take it to another level. And those relationships will be taken to another level when we rally around a common, powerful cause. And this is one heck of a powerful cause that we have taken on. And it's okay. It's good. But when you do that, you will make relationships on so many other levels. And it will ultimately circle back to what you're doing with your business. It always does. I've seen it.
It does. And sometimes those are very intangible things. And
yes,
often it is that greater good that pulls people together and reminds us all that we're here to support one another and grow our network, and our personal and professional network can certainly merge. And I think often for women, I know it's always been a struggle for me, where you feel like you're professional network, and then you have a personal network.
Yes.
I try to always commingle those things.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
invite friends from high school on the show. And,
yes,
but sometimes it's really easy, I think, especially for women, to get pigeonholed. And, you know, in the corporate world, they, you know, there are certain relationships within that structure of your business, but maybe you live somewhere else. So this is such a nice way to grow a personal and professional network.
Absolutely. I was pigeonholed at one time. I was in the corporate world for 25 years in sales and management. And I would say, for a good part of that, because I was so consumed as I was going up the ranks and in management and working on, you know, so many hours, I did feel myself getting sort of boxed in, and you do that, it consumes your life sometimes. And I didn't want that, and that's why I saw with the events that were happening, it was the same thing year after year. And I said, we need to do more. And here we're celebrating women's, our successes, that, you know, our big thing in my industry was, you know, women are the key decision makers. You know, we wanted to embrace that, involved in women's initiatives, supporting women, more women in corporate America. In my industry, when I started, there were very few. More women were starting businesses or had their own business. So, again, at the latter part of my career. So I said, why aren't we celebrating those successes and doing something good at the same time? So I said, let's just try to break everything, and let's do something that will really be impactful, bring us together. Let's have fun, because, you know, we have fun, but we will be doing good for others.
And do all of the chapters support domestic violence efforts, or are there different types of charities or events that come to light?
For the most part, we are. I mean, that's at the heart of our mission, supporting domestic violence. However, for instance, our Lehigh Valley chapter supports Third Street Alliance, which is a homeless shelter for women and children, and a majority of their clients are all coming from abused relationships. So it does tie in together, and they are phenomenal. We love working with them. So it, you know, it all ties together. It depends, you know, on the county and, you know, the agencies or who's available, but we always, you know, we have synergies with the partners. But here in New Jersey, all of our partners are domestic violence agencies.
Excellent. And we do have to take a commercial break in just a moment, but we should mention that while every county has a designated domestic violence agency to offer shelter, that often when you're in that situation, it's a great solution and it works for many, many families, but it's not the only solution. Sometimes
yes.
women and children do end up in the different homeless shelters in New Jersey
absolutely.
And Pennsylvania and not in the domestic violence shelter, which is why there is another need to raise unrestricted funding, still helping domestic violence victims just in a slightly different setting.
Well, many of these shelters are full.
Absolutely.
They get calls from out of state all the time and they don't know where to send them.
And we should also mention for safety reasons, a lot of times county residents from one county will be placed in a different county so that the women and children are a little bit more secure. And sometimes those numbers create also a full capacity at the shelter. We don't have enough resources. And unfortunately, people don't always realize that just because there is a designated agency, it does not mean that they have enough resources to deploy in the community to be able to impact this.
Absolutely. That's so true.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break, but I will be back with Diane. We're going to talk a little bit more about her work and the importance of education, networking, prevention, and making an impact in the community. So please stay with us. We will be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We're back in the studio, and we're talking about BW Nice and all the ways they are helping in the community and function as an organization, which is really fascinating because Diane's the founder, and she built it so it could be a national platform, and now it's in different states and throughout New Jersey and now Pennsylvania and Ohio. So that must be very rewarding to know that your vision, when it's implemented, is successful.
It is. It is extremely rewarding, and more so, it is so wonderful to see how it's impacted and made a change in so many women. Since I started the organization, many, many women have shared, obviously, their stories with me and said, thank you for sharing. I, too, have a story and have come into the organization. And we've watched women, I've watched women transform, literally transform, I mean, beautifully, who at one point in their life, you know, were in terrible circumstances and are beautiful, bright, strong, courageous, successful women. And some of them that have come to our organization, when you see them, look that way, and then they tell you the story, the backstory, and you just shake your head. So that has happened numerous times. But no matter what level, even for women that were not, you know, thankfully impacted by domestic violence, directly or indirectly, they're so thankful to be part of something to say that, you know, hey, I love this, that I know that I can contribute and make a difference. And now it's made me more aware. And the thing is, based on the statistics for women, 1 out of 4 women in the United States will be a victim of domestic violence in their lifetime. You know somebody, whether you think you know or you don't, you know somebody who has been impacted by it. So just seeing that transformation of so many women within the organization has been just, I mean, it just touches my heart, really. It's wonderful. So it validates, I feel it validates what we're doing and that we will keep forging on because we have so much more work to do.
We certainly do. And recently in the last week or two in the news, we have someone who was convicted, Bill Cosby.
Yes, look at that. You know, the hallmark of what? You know, the comedian, you know, just a pillar in the community at one point in time. And look what happened.
And I think that because some of the accusers were able to step up after so many years, I think that it brought some justice to people who had no justice for years and years and years.
Well, and I think many feel they're, you know, so afraid to speak out or speak up.
And for good reason.
Yes.
And across many, many industries.
Yes, absolutely.
We see it with the different broadcasts and the newscasts, and we see it in the entertainment industry.
Yes.
And recently, there were so many people who, I think because of that, are starting to feel like they can tell their story.
Yes, absolutely. And that's wonderful. They're getting their voice. And every victim should get their voice.
And when you think, yes, and then when you think about the statistics, 1 in 4, those are 1 in 4 reported, right?
Absolutely. So, and you know, the statistics are not good for men either. For men, it's about 1 out of 7, 1 out of 8 men will be a victim of domestic violence. So it's not good for anybody. And teen dating violence, statistics there are horrible, very scary. You know, we want to break that cycle of abuse. It's not good. It's just not good all around. So my hope is that we are, you know, as we're raising awareness, we're elevating, I say, elevating the conversation. And for everybody, we need everybody involved, men, women, all of us. All of us are responsible. And if we can't have a meaningful discussion and really get to the heart of this, we won't see those statistics change. And, ending the abuse is going to start with the youth and teaching them healthy relationships and self-confidence and things like that, and getting our youth to be able to, you know, speak up and speak out in terms of what's happening to them. The stats for young women from age 11 to 24, I think it's like 1 out of 3 will be in some type of abusive relationship. That's terrible. I mean, that to me is just downright scary. So we have a lot of work to do. And it's in my heart of hearts, we are going to continue on and forge on. And we as BW Nice are a great conduit to get that message out, to bring awareness in hopes of ending domestic violence, because domestic violence is 100% preventable. And we've learned that from these great agencies that we've partnered with. The education that they've provided to all of our chapters on a monthly basis, they all attend our meetings, our representation, has been phenomenal. And that education has really opened doors and opened minds, and sharing of information, you know, knowledge is power, has been incredible. And we need to keep pushing that out because they can't do it alone. So we are honored to partner with them and honored to help get that word out. And that's what we're doing. And we're doing it on a volunteer basis, grassroots volunteer basis. And we are making a significant impact.
And we do have some systems to change. I know with the different campuses, with the way rapes are reported and sexual assaults and date rapes and all of those things, sometimes they're not handled by a police department. They're handled by security personnel at campus. So we do have some structure issues to change and to be able to allow people the opportunity to tell their story. That really, I think, is very compelling for people. I think it's healing for people.
Yes.
I think when you have things that you're trying to heal from and you can't talk about them, I think that it makes your process of healing so much more difficult.
Yes, absolutely. Again, sharing is empowering. I know for myself, and I've seen and witnessed it with other women within the organization, it is a very powerful tool. And to come within BW Nice, it's a safe haven, so you can say what you want, and nobody's going to use that against you. We're here to support and uplift you and empower you and help and be there. And speaking to in terms of the systems that are in place right now, one thing, the agencies are doing a very good job in trying to, you know, do the outreach to police departments and hospitals and really educate them on what they need to do for victims and how to handle that. And I think it's amazing, and it's obviously it's critical, but it's just amazing what they're doing and really trying to infiltrate and put those appropriate systems in place to help these victims when they're going through such a horrible situation, and, you know, having to deal with, you know, it's tremendously overwhelming, obviously, and very scary. So I'm hoping that they will continue to make those inroads, and I'm sure they will. And that's, you know, part of what they're advocating for and really working on to change those systems.
And I think that the innovative marketing and outreach is also very important. And I've, you know, been to public restrooms, and you'll see a phone number inside the stall at the gym. I know that they sometimes are able to train people who work on hair, and, you know, cause you'll see the parts of the body that are otherwise not exposed.
Yes.
So they can see chokeholds and know what to do if they see it, how to help people get that help. When you're in a situation of fear, your avenues of escape are not always clear.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you, when I went for my physical earlier this year in my doctor's office, I've been going to for, 10, 11 years now, by the hospital, the questions they typically ask, you know, lifestyle questions, this was the first time on the sheet, the questionnaire, that they asked questions in reference to being abusive relationships, all relating to domestic violence or sexual abuse. And when I handed in my form, and I told her, I said, "This is phenomenal." I said, "I'm so pleased to see that you're finally asking these questions." And she said, "You do? Because, you know, we talked about it and we thought we needed this." I said, "This is spot on." I said, "Every physician's office that sees women should be, or anybody really."
Yes.
Everybody.
Because they should,
of course, and children. Every physician's office should be asking these questions. This should be part of the questionnaire for sure. And I said, "I'm so glad to see it."
That is really uplifting. I do appreciate when I see things, because I know how hard it is for some people to ask for help or to tell their story. So the more we can do outreach like that and partner with our agencies. And in just a moment, I'll post all of the statewide designated domestic violence agencies. There's certainly other agencies that work on the issues where women are getting services, and it may not have been disclosed at that time. So we always want to keep our awareness and our outreach to everyone. And the partnerships with law enforcement are certainly critical, and with our prosecutors to make sure that when there is a case, it can end, because we know the most frightening part of domestic violence are the fatalities.
Absolutely.
And the absolute violence.
I
mean, there is a reason it is called domestic violence, and the finality of so many women and individuals who have lost their lives, children.
Yes.
Because it is heartbreaking. There was just one
recently.
You know, yes, there was.
Yes.
Actually, she graduated from the same high school that I went to, Clifton High School. Mm. And herself and her two children were murdered. The husband is in jail. I don't know if he's confessed or not, but he's charged with the crime. She went to the, it's not the same age, but she went to the same high school, and they did have a candlelight vigil for her at the park right where I grew up. And everyone knows someone, but I want to just stress that with domestic violence, it is the finality that we're trying to stop what is the end of life. There's so many cases, so many women who weren't able to get out, so many children who were murdered. And it is, as you said, it is preventable. There is an opportunity to get education. There's an opportunity, if you are a victim, to get shelter. And I'm going to put that information on our Hot and Hunterdon page in just a moment. And I wanted, I know radio time, I always say it goes faster than at any other time. I want to make sure we could talk about the book and what the process was like for you and how this is available. And I know the proceeds are going to support the efforts of domestic violence prevention.
Yes, absolutely. The book is Towards the Light. And what that symbolizes is there is light and hope at the end for everybody that is going through a situation. We want them to know that. But we wanted to do the book, this project. I wanted to do this project to, you know, again, personify what BW Nice stands for, what we're all about, and then to share these stories with the community. These are, it's a collaboration again of 17 stories from victims and survivors of domestic violence, many of whom are from BW Nice. Some were our impact speakers at our Red Shoe event, and a few of the stories are from the agencies directly. And they are very powerful stories. Some are, most are very difficult to read, but they do have a very positive ending, and that light is at the end. So we want to be able, again, to put this out there to those that may be suffering or feel like they're alone or in a situation where they feel they need to get out but don't know what to do. This certainly will help them understand that they are not alone and that there are resources available. We do list the resources in the back of the book. I share statistics. I list all of our charity partners and their information and then the hotline numbers for New Jersey as well as national. And the other thing is it's an educational book for the community at large, because many people still don't understand what domestic violence is, the ramifications, and the fact that it does impact all of our communities, and they certainly have no idea what the statistics are. So I feel this is sort of a microcosm of what is happening throughout our country, probably throughout the world. And hopefully it's a wake-up call, just a snippet, just to give them an idea of what is truly happening and the fact that we all need to gather together and come together and, again, have that conversation and really start trying to make some positive social change. All of the proceeds from the book will go to BW Nice, Inc., our 501c3, to help us pursue and continue with our mission of raising awareness and funds for our charity partners. And the book is on Amazon. It's on our homepage. You can go to our homepage of our website, and you can click on the link and purchase it through Amazon.
And we should say, I'm going to get a picture of that book, and I'm posting the 23 domestic violence resources that are available throughout the state designated for domestic violence prevention and operate shelters. And we should also mention, especially if we're talking about the topics that are around the news, that many of these agencies, probably all of them, do have components for children and sexual assault.
Yes.
And we didn't talk about
that. Yes, they have many services, Georgine. It's not just a safe house. Obviously, that's very important. They have transition housing, many of them, not necessarily all, but most of them, which allows a woman and maybe her family, children, to stay up to about 24 months while she gets back on her feet, transitioning with a job, schooling, things like that. There's legal advocacy. There's group therapy. There's individual therapy. There's therapy for the children. They have through art, through music. They have some amazing programs that they offer to help provide support and counseling to the entire family, essentially. And there are many women who may not need transition or safe housing, but certainly might be able to use or need some support and legal support and or counseling as well.
And the issues are vast, and the resources and the community is there, like with BW Nice, to be able to figure out what is needed and to be able to put the resources to make that family whole again.
Absolutely. And that part of the education process for us is to let them know, let our members know and our attendees know that they're, you know, all of the services that are provided. That's why we always have a representative from the agency attending our meetings. It's great, you know, and they love to be there and network as well. But they always, you know, get up and, you know, provide information to the audience in terms of the scope of services that they're providing, what events they're having in the community that support them directly, and also they are looking for volunteers as well.
And we have to ask about the red shoe.
The red shoe.
Everyone sees the red shoe event. I want to make sure all of my listeners are able to connect that now to your work. So could you tell us about that?
Yes. So the red shoe is our annual fundraising gala that each chapter holds on behalf of their charity partners. So again, once a chapter is established, they will launch their Red Shoe event, and they'll do it every year. It's open to the community. It's a celebration for all women, for everybody. It's a day to celebrate or an evening to celebrate. It's either a luncheon and fashion show. We honor a businesswoman of the year. You'll have Tricky Tray or silent auction, whatever, raffles. Merchant vendors, each one is a little different, which is nice, but they all have the same framework and same blueprint, basically. So it's a fabulous event, open to the community. It's called the Red Shoe because the Red Shoe symbolizes unity, strength, and empowerment. And it honors the journey of all victims and survivors of domestic violence, because you never know what challenges and struggles they go through until you walk in their shoes. And I made that commitment a long time ago that I would always be wearing red shoes. I have them on now, and I will, and I do. I always wear red shoes to honor them.
Do you really? And I never knew that.
Oh, yes.
That is what it signifies.
So we invite everyone, men and women attending, to come in red shoes. We had an array of beautiful red shoes, whatever works for you. Sneakers, sandals, the highest of heels. I put on some pretty high ones Saturday night, in honor of Jill Zinkraft, who was a businesswoman of the year. She's the executive director for DASAC. We had a wonderful time. We had a gentleman there, a lovely couple, and he was in a pair of red Nikes with his suit. Now, it's great. So whatever works for you. But again, the meaning there is very significant and powerful. We want everybody to know what it means. And how important it is.
And I love the visual, because I see pictures a lot at different things, and always
isn't it
seeing
wonderful?
The red shoes.
Yes.
And I knew it was always about domestic violence in terms of prevention, but I didn't know the actual meaning of that.
That is absolutely the meaning. And if you go to any Red Shoe event, you'll know you're at a BW Nice Red Shoe event, whether you go to Warren County or Hunterdon Show. Our next one is October 9th, on Tuesday, October 9th, which is next week, at 6 to 10 for our Sussex chapter, at Lake Mohawk Country Club. And they do an evening event, a little different twist with music band, things like that. And they actually do, I don't know if they're doing it this year, but last year they did a Red Shoe contest as well.
I'm not sure if that's on the agenda or not, but
right.
I, you know, obviously know some people that will be attending.
Great.
Such a great way to help the agencies.
Yes, it is. And we typically will have an impact speaker at those events as well. We certainly have our agencies there and the executive director speaking on behalf of the organization. We love that. And then in many instances, we will have an impact speaker. I think that is absolutely so powerful. To share with the audience again for a woman who is in a position and able to get up and share her story and, you know, and see how beautiful she is and how she's come through and how the agency helped supported her needs.
And it is always nice when women are able to share, and it's been years and they don't mind telling the story of then and now and the struggles.
Yes.
And I find it to be very inspiring when people can share.
Yes, and you're helping others. I always say that it's a beautiful thing because you are helping others. You're gaining strength yourself. It's empowering you, but you are helping so many people you may not even realize it, but it does have that trickle effect, and you will be helping others.
Absolutely. And I think for the women that do that, they don't even, and they will never realize the breadth of impact that they have on others.
Oh, yes. And I've seen it. I've seen it. So women, some of the contributors to this book, when I first started, and it was quite a project. It was very cathartic for me, very emotional to put these stories together. I had a very hard time when I read them, and then sharing my own personal stories. I did not go into depth in that. I didn't want to, but I wanted to give a framework of why I was doing this and sort of putting the pieces of the puzzle of my life together in terms of the experiences I had and, coming forth with an experience that happened to me as a child when I was 4 from a babysitter, being molested by a babysitter, and I never told anyone. And I was 60 years old when I finally opened up. And that was very empowering. And I realized I had to because of what I was doing. And I shared it with the agency Women Aware in Middlesex. I talk about this story now, but it just happened like a year and a half ago when we were creating the Middlesex chapter and talking to the executive director. And I said, Phyllis, I feel compelled to share something right now. It just came out. And she said, that's beautiful. She said, it's okay. You're healing. This is all part of the process in terms of what you're doing. And I realized I had to do that. And when it came time to pull the book together, I needed to share. And again, just the context of my life. I came from a beautiful home, loving parents, all of that. But yet I too was a victim as a child. What I remember is from a babysitter from a lovely family, grew up in a lovely neighborhood. Their oldest son used to babysit for us. What happened to me there, but I was also in a domestic violence situation in a relationship in my 20s, late 20s, which started out as verbal abuse and turned into physical abuse. Never told anybody, but finally realized when I was scared when he threatened my life. He threatened to destroy everything I own. And I was fortunate to get out because, I had a good job. And it ended up that I was going through my own situation, but internalizing it. And my coworker worked for MetLife at the time, had a very good job. One of my coworkers was brutally murdered by her fiancé. But I didn't connect all the dots. It took me all of this time. My journey brought me back here to... And we've decided to take on this cause and realized it really is impacting a lot of women. And so many women have a story. That's when it all came out. And I put those pieces of the puzzle together right here in this book a year ago. I did it. Yeah. And I realized I had to. I had to be authentic. I had to be real. I had to share. If I'm sharing some of it, I need to share all of it. And if I'm going to help somebody else, if we're going to do that, part of this organization, I'm representing this organization, then I need to do it too. And I feel better than ever in my entire life. I'm at peace. And I just know that we can help others. So what tidbit I shared, certainly there are stories that are unbelievable, but I did, and I wanted people to know you are not alone. It's okay, and you will get through this.
And sometimes you see the signs, and you're part of the journey, but you don't realize what journey you're on.
That's exactly right.
It all comes together.
And yes, it does.
Then you see all the pieces and why it's one journey.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And the pieces of the puzzle, it all came together for me as I put BW Nice together. And I said, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Through all the trials and tribulations, through all the ups and downs, through everything, I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
We always look for signs in the universe, Diane, but we don't often get to see them that way and in a way that can help other people, because there are so many women that are carrying around guilt and heartache and heartbreak and not even aware of things that have happened to them at a younger age or mm-hmm. repressing emotions and memories. And
I did for most of my whole life. Never told my family as they're deceased, but I finally released it. And I thought, why not? You know what? None of this defines us. These are things that happen to us, yes, but we can rise above it. They don't define us. We're beautiful. We're strong. We're resilient. I know we all have to get through it at one point in time and need help or support or whatever it is. Counseling, yes, get all the help you need, but you can get through it, and it doesn't define you.
And I think that's a great message, and I think that our listeners who have a story and they haven't shared it, I think they need to know, too, it's just part of the journey. It's not the whole journey.
It's not. It's part of the journey, and they will be stronger, a better, healthier, happier person in the long run when they can, you know, come to terms with it and realize that they are not alone and that they are beautiful and they can move on and find light.
We're going to do our commercials very quickly. And while we're on break, I have to get a picture with a book. Otherwise, I will get in trouble from Laura. So let's do our commercials. We'll be back in the studio to wrap it up with Diane. Thanks for staying with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, and we're here to wrap up our segment with Diane on BW Nice and some of the work and education about domestic violence. We don't have too much time left, but it's been a pleasure to have Diane in the studio to learn more about her journey and her impact on other people and recognizing that it's not always easy to do something innovative, but you were able to do that with a national platform. So we're really excited that you started here in Hunterdon.
I'm pleased. I'm very happy to start here in Hunterdon. These are my new roots of reinventing myself. So there's quite, you know, there's a lot of significance here for me. I mean, as I said, I moved back not knowing really anybody here. I have cousins throughout the state and other states, but I certainly didn't know anything about Hunterdon. And it's been a beautiful place to raise my son, and my mother loved it while she was alive, and it certainly helped me, obviously helped get BW Nice off the ground. So there's a lot of significance.
And if you don't mind giving the website information,
sure,
for BW Nice,
yes,
so people can find out how to join and get involved in the cause. And you don't have to be a member to go to,
correct,
any of the events.
Yes,
the Red Shoe events.
Nope. You don't even have to be a member to come to the meetings to participate.
Excellent.
Our website is www.bwnice.org. You can find the book on the homepage. It's right there, so it will link right to Amazon for purchase. Again, it goes to BW Nice, Inc., or 501c3 to support our mission. And also, if you'd like to email us, email me at info@bwnice.org. Be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here today at Hot and Hunterdon. It's truly been a pleasure. And I do want to say that on the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page, if you are in any county in New Jersey, you can link on our page. There's a list of the different agencies throughout New Jersey that are what we consider to be a designated domestic violence abuse agency. There are many other resources for you. We'll post some things in the coming week. You can also see a picture of Diane with the book's title that is showing. And hopefully I didn't get a text from Laura, so I think I did a good placement job with that. And I'll put some links on if anyone wants to read about these compelling stories. And Diane's own story, which I know she shared in being able to tell about the journey and how we don't always know what needs to come out for us to heal and to help other people in the community. So be impactful, be empowering, and if you can learn more about BW Nice, it would be an excellent place to start, all about the community. So thank everyone for being with us here today, and we'll be back in the studio next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump discussed a trade agreement among the United States, Mexico, and Canada in the Rose Garden at a news conference. The president talked about how this deal will be good for America.
The agreement will give our farmers and ranchers far greater access to sell American-grown produce in Mexico and in Canada.
The FBI is continuing to look into sexual assault allegations from over 35 years ago against Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today on the Senate floor.
But, Mr. President, I'd bet almost anything that after it runs its course in the next few days, we will then be treated to a lecture, that anything short of a totally unbounded fishing expedition of indefinite duration is too limited or too arbitrary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travel on.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
A pizza delivery guy saves the day in southeastern Wisconsin. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It began as a routine pizza delivery for the driver. He showed up to a home in Waldo with a pizza, and a man and a woman came to the door. As the man was looking for the money to pay the driver, he noticed that the woman behind the man had a black eye and was mouthing the words, "Help me," and "Call the police." Sheboygan County Sheriff's deputies say the driver did dial 911 a few minutes later. That led to the arrest of the 55-year-old man he'd seen at the home. Authorities say that man was a former acquaintance of the woman's, who entered the home earlier in the day, punched the woman in the face, then tied her up with a power cord, and tried to convince her to get back into a relationship with him. He's now facing several felony charges.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones was up 192 points to close the day at 26,651. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Las Vegas Strip will be dark on Monday night to honor the 58 people killed and more than 800 injured during a mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. The marquees along the Strip will go dark.